It is important that children have easy access to effective national complaint procedures and that children receive information about the right in individual cases. Measures have been implemented to improve information to children and young people about the right to appeal in individual cases, focusing on national complaint mechanisms. Several ministries have recently mapped out children's national options across all sectors to improve information on children about their rights on this matter. An overview of existing complaint procedures has recently been published on the government's primary digital information channel for children and young people. This overview will regularly be updated. President, I would also like to underline the importance of the best interests of the child always being a fundamental consideration in actions and decisions that affect children. Several of the rights arising from the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child have been included in Article 104 of the Norwegian Constitution. This includes the right of children to be heard in questions affecting them, that their views must be given weight in accordance with their age and maturity. To ensure the right of children and young people to participate in matters that concern them, from local to national level, the government is currently strengthening the comprehensive and strategic work for children's participation at the national level. President, we also thank several delegations for bringing forward recommendations on the optional protocol to the CRPD. Norway has not ratified the optional protocol to the CRPD. Ratification was considered in a white paper to Parliament in 2016. The conclusion was that the government did not propose ratification, but that the government would monitor the development of the committee's practice and await clarification on the understanding options of the convention. The question of ratification has not been considered since. Finally, I would like to thank Panama for the possibility to address Norway's policy to prevent adolescent pregnancies. First of all, I would like to emphasize that the numbers of teenage pregnancies in Norway are very low. Ensuring sexual and reproductive health and rights for all is of high priority. Comprehensive sexual education is crucial in Norway. This is included in the national curriculum and is a topic at several levels and many different school subjects. Additionally, we also would like to mention that contraception for adolescents is free until the age of 20 years. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maria. I now pass to Ingrid from the Ministry of Justice, please.
Thank you. My name is Ingrid Wiesel. I'm a legal advisor in the Ministry.
Microphone, please, madam. Microphone.
There's a problem. I think Maria has to turn her off. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. Is it on then? Lovely. My name is Ingrid Wiedstein. I'm a legal advisor in the Ministry of Justice and Public Security. We thank the countries who have given us the opportunity to reflect on Norway's commitment to securing a clean, healthy and sustainable environment, which is a necessary precondition for the enjoyment of human rights for present and future generations. Norway co-sponsored Human Rights Council Resolution number 4813.